This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Efforts are underway to transform Dallas into a smart city. That designation involves building an advanced network that can monitor everything from a city's energy consumption to when a garbage can needs to be changed. Trey Bowles is with the Dallas Innovation Alliance, and he's here to explain their vision. Trey Bowles, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
First off, what is a smart city? What does that term mean exactly?
Well, there's a lot of different definitions floating around there. For the purposes of what we're doing at the Dallas Innovation Alliance, we like to talk about it as utilizing technology and data to create efficiencies, revenue models, and opportunities to create a better city for citizens to work, live, and play in.
Technology comes into play a lot with a smart city initiative. Does that mean, you know, more Wi-Fi? Does that mean, you know, more technical devices installed in the streets? Or
really, it's about creating a network, an infrastructure of different, you know, freestanding operational things, buildings, parking lots, parking spots, traffic lights. I mean, lights in the city. It could be a lot of different components coming together, but the key is accessing those data points, leveraging that data to create efficiencies that allow for cost reductions in energy uses and consumption, and create really a source of information that allows you to more effectively build out the needs of a city. And when you look at why our city's going smart, it really comes back to the fact that in 30 years, because of the population influx into metropolitan areas, if we don't start to build smart cities and smart technology solutions, we won't be able to handle the amount of population increases that we're seeing in those areas. So now it's a very cool, exciting, innovative thing to do. But in 30 years, all cities will have to do it, or they won't be able to provide a proper space for all the people who are going to be living in their areas.
So your organization aims to launch a pilot project next year in Dallas's West End. Could you give me a preview of the plan?
What we're doing now is a three-phased process where we're doing the research right now. We're going to start planning next month, and then execution will start in 2016. And so we're really trying to uncover what the needs are of the city, as well as what their opportunities are to build out and create a unique living lab for these types of technologies and data solutions to exist. And from there, we'll come out with an executional plan that hopefully is the first of many that would happen across the entire city.
Dallas already has enough trouble trying to fix, say, your average pothole. Who's going to fix this new technology when it breaks?
Well, I think that you're right. The pothole problem is one we talk about a lot, but I think it's not just about how do we fix potholes. There's solutions in place right now to report things like that. It's really about taking a holistic approach to what creates a more robust and interactive city with its members. And so it's going to be a collaborative involvement from different groups, both corporations, the city, public-private partnerships, and our citizens who will step up to help create and advise what the best thing can be for the people who live here.
Trey Bowles is a co-founder of the Dallas Innovation Alliance. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin.